Dice, good people, good works, will be presented in Amharic and English, with subtitles in Amharic, Arabic, Oaxacan or Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mali, Mongolian, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish and Thai. ብሩህ ተመልካቾች እንኳን በሱፕሪም ማስተር ቴሌቪዥን ለሚቀርቡ መልካም ሰዎች መልካም ስራዎች ሌላኛ ዝግታችን በደና መጣችሁ። የዛሬው ዝግጅታችን በሁለት ተከታታይ ክፍሎች ሐኪም በጓድራጊ እንዲሁም መሰረቱን አሜሪካ ያደረገ በአፍሪካ ውስጥ የችግረኞችን ህይወት ያለ ዝርያ ልዩነት ለማሻሻል ደፋቀና የሚለው አትራፊ ያልሆነ ድርጅት ያለም አቀፋዊ ፈንድ ለአፍሪካ ወይንም በእንግሊዘኛው ምጻረ ቃል IFA አብሮ መስራች የሆኑትን ድንቁን ዶክተር አንተን ሮባን ይዘን የምንቀርብበት የመጀመሪያ ክፍል ነው።
The mission of International Fund for Africa is as best as we can to prevent, alleviate and abolish all suffering of both humans and non-humans. We started the organization towards the end of 2006.
IFA የሰዎችንና የእንስሳትን ደህንነት እኩል የሚያስፋፋው ከመስራቹ በመነጨ የሁሉም ህይወት ተስስርነት ላይ ባለ ጥልቅ ለረጅም ጊዜ የዘለቀ እምነት ምክንያት ነው። ቡድኑ የሚንቀሳቀሰው በአህምሳ ወይንም በኢጻባጫሪነትና ሁሉም ፍጥሯን በማክበር መርህ ነው። IFA በሰዎች መካከል እንዲሁም በሰዎችና በአብረው ኗሪ እንስሳት መካከል ያሉትን ገንቢ ግንኙነቶች ለማበረታታት በርካታ ፕሮጀክቶች አሉት።
The main areas we work in is human health and welfare/rights and promoting veganism in Africa.
ዶክተር አንተነህ እጽዋትን መሰረት ያደረገ ያመጋገብ በጤና ላይ ያለውን ጥቅም እንዲሁም አመጋገቡ ለእንስሳት ረራሄ ከማሳየት ጋር ያለውን ግንኙነት ጥሩ ዜና ለማስፋፋት ጊዜና ኃይላቸውን መስዋዕት አድርገዋል።
In 1999, my cousin, who is now our vice president of the International Fund for Africa, asked me to keep her dog for her because she had gotten this little dog and was keeping him in her house, in her apartment, and the apartment building would not let her keep him. And she said, can you keep him until I move to another apartment so that I can keep him with me? And I said, sure. I started falling in love with him, and I learned something about animals that I never knew before, that, you know, they're wonderful beings. They are sentient beings and they give so much love. And so he started me on the road towards reconsidering my lifestyle, and especially my being a meat eater. And so I slowly started changing my diet. I stopped eating meat, eventually eggs, dairy products, and finally fish. And about 8 years ago, I became vegan.
ዶክተር አንተነ በኢትዮጵያ ዋና ከተማ አዲስ አበባ የተወለዱ ሲሆን ልጅ ሆነው አባታቸው ተንቀሳቃሽ ዲፕሎማት ስለነበሩ ከወላጆቻቸው ጋር በአፍሪካ፣ በአውሮፓ እንዲሁም በአሜሪካ ውስጥ በስፋት ተዘዋውረዋል። የከፍተኛ ደረጃ ትምህርታቸውን ያጠናቀቁት በትውልድ ከተማቸው ሲሆን የኮሌጅ ትምህርታቸውን ያካሄዱት ደግሞ በሰሜን ካሮላይና አሜሪካ ነው። ከዚያም ሕክምና ማጥናት ቀጠሉ። በአሁኑ ሰዓት የድንገተኛ ክፍል ሐኪም ሆነው በሂውስተን ቴክሳስ አሜሪካ ያገለገሉ ይገኛሉ። በ2003 እንደ አውሮፓውያን አቆጣጠር ኢትዮጵያን በጎበኙበት ወቅት ዶክተር አንተነህ የጉዳተኞች በተለይም ደግሞ በሆስፒታል ለጨቅላ ህጻናት የሚሰጠው አገልግሎት ዙሪያ የጤና ፍላጎቶች እየተሟሉ እንዳልሆነ አስተዋሉ።
So far in the human arena, we've worked very diligently to bring equipment to hospitals in the capital city of Ethiopia. Most hospitals in Ethiopia do not have neonatal units, which basically neonate meaning the first 30 days of life. The babies, when they're born, if they're sick, they're supposed to go to a unit or a ward, a facility where they can be taken care of. Until 4 years ago, there was only one in the capital city that was functioning. We hooked up with a very good doctor in Ethiopia who's a neonatologist. She specializes in taking care of babies in the first 30 days of life. And we supported her. She had started a small unit in one of the hospitals, and we started supporting her, bringing in equipment so that babies do not die of, you know, simple things like hypothermia, you know, loss of temperature, and, you know, malnutrition and things like that. The first one we started was in a hospital called Yekati 12, which is in the capital city of Addis Ababa.
IFA የህፃናት ማሞቂያዎችን የፎቶቴራፒ ቁሳቁሶችን ግሉኮሜትሪዎችን እንዲሁም አልጋዎችን የመሳሰሉት ለደቅላ ህፃናት እንክብካቤ አስፈላጊ የሆኑ መሳሪያዎችን ማቅረብን በመሳሰሉት በርካታ መንገዶች የካቲት 12 ሆስፒታል ደረጃን ከፍ ለማድረግ አግዟል። ፈንዱ 12 ነርሶችና አንድ ዶክተርን ለያዘው የሆስፒታሉ የደቅላ ህፃናት ክፍል የህፃናት የልብ ማዳመጫዎችን ስክራቦችን ጃኬቶችን የአይን መከላከያዎችን ጫማዎችን ሰዓቶችንና ቆቦችን አበርክቷል።
The facility had only one room, two beds, and after 3 years working with the hospital and this doctor, we transformed that place from a one room, two bed facility to a seven room, 30 bed facility. And we even opened the first intensive neonatal unit in that hospital. In fact, right now, because of all the progress that we saw in starting this, the hospital itself was motivated, and the government, the Ministry of Health, is also helping to build one whole floor dedicated to the neonatal unit. And we have promised to help them provide equipment for which we're trying to get funds. Now, we've also got involved with another hospital. It's called the Gandhi Memorial Hospital, after the great Mahatma Gandhi. It's a maternity hospital that never had a neonatology unit. Imagine a baby is born to a mother, and if the baby is sick, they have to literally pick up the baby and take the baby by foot or by taxi to the only other hospital that has a neonatology unit, and a lot of the babies would die on their way. In October of 2009, I went there. And they had opened two rooms with basically a couple of beds and nothing else. And they asked, Dr. Roba, please, can you and your organization help us? Because a lot of organizations have come to Ethiopia and told us they're going to help us, but nobody has showed up. And I said, we'll do the best we can. You know, funding is an issue, but I said, we'll try. So I came back to the United States, and we scrounged around to get funding, and eventually some of the doctors that I work with in the hospital helped me out, and I put some money of my own, and we bought equipment and sent it back to Ethiopia. And the facility now has a full-blown unit, and all the babies that are born do not have to go to another facility anymore. Mortality has gone down from 30% to less than 5% just from this action. The other hospital, when we first started, mortality was 17.5% or 17.8, down to 4% in 3 years after we got involved. So the, you know, the results have been phenomenal.
ባጭር ጊዜ ውስጥ ዶክተር አንተነህ እና አይኤፍኤ በኢትዮጵያ መዲና የጨቅላ ህፃናት እንክብካቤ ላይ እጹብ ድንቅ ለውጦችን ለማምጣት ችለዋል። ሩህሩህ ምግባሮቻቸው ግን እዚያ ላይ አያቆሙም። ለሀገሪቱ ተጋላጭ አብሮ ነዋሪ እንስሳት ምቾት ለማምጣትም ስለሚሰሩ ፍቅራቸው ሁሉንም ታላቅ የእግዚአብሔር ፍጡራን ያቀፈ ነው።
We've been going to Ethiopia for many years, and we know every time we get to Addis, we see a lot of dogs, homeless dogs, who are suffering, miserable. They get hit by cars, they're dragging their feet. You see them dying. Some of them have babies that are drowning when the weather is bad and there's rain. They can't even pick their heads up and they drown on the streets. So we approached the government and said, you know, we can help you. Can we work together? And they said, we would love to get some help. So we came back to the United States and we hooked up with Best Friends Animal Society in Utah and the Humane Society International, which is part of HSUS. And we told them, look, we need help. Can you work with us? We don't have money, but we are working with the government and they're willing to work with us. Can we do something? And they said, yeah, we can help you. So we set up a one-year project, pilot project, to take a certain part of the city and do vaccination and spay and neuter. We plan to do about 1,200 dogs to show the government how it works. And we brought in vets and dog catchers from India to train the Ethiopian vets. We trained them for about a month. After that, the project was continued for about a year, and we were able to show the government that this could happen. We just went back a couple of weeks ago, actually. Gregory Castle from Best Friends Animal Society, who's the CEO, and I went to Ethiopia. We sat down with the city officials and even went up to the president of the country to see how we can actually expand this program. And the government was very receptive, and Best Friends and HSUS is also going to help us to cover the whole city of Addis Ababa. There are four veterinary facilities. We're working on a proposal to provide not only equipment but technical support and training to cover the whole city, which will be starting sometime in the future.
በርካቶቹ ተከታታይ ከባድ አድካሚ ስራ ለነሱ የተለመደ ሆኖ ያለቅት ከባድ ህይወትን ስለሚመሩ ዓለም አቀፋዊ ፈንድ ለአፍሪካ ለኢትዮጵያ ህዮችና ፈረሶች ደህንነት የሚሆን ነገርም በማፈላለግ ላይ ነው። እንስሳቱ ሲያረጁ እና ልክ እንደ በፊቱ ማገልገል ሳይችሉ ሲቀሩ የተለመደው ተግባር አውቶማታል ነው።
We're also working on opening a donkey and horse sanctuary in southern Ethiopia. Ethiopia, by the way, has the second largest number of donkeys in the world after China. China's number one at 11 million and Ethiopia's 5 million. And imagine the difference between China and Ethiopia as far as numbers. Mm-hmm. But the donkeys in Ethiopia are suffering a lot, and the horses are also. So we're working with a veterinary school of medicine in southern Ethiopia to start a very small horse and donkey sanctuary so that we can take the horses and donkeys that are left to die and give them some support until the end of their life.
ከዶክተር አንተነህ ሮባ ጋር የምናደርገውን ቃለ መጠይቅ እንዲሁም አድናቆት ስለሚገባቸው ስለዓለም አቀፋዊ ፈንድ ለአፍሪካ ተግባራት የበለጠ ለማወቅ በሚቀጥለው እሁድ በመናቀርቦ መልካም ሰዎች መልካም ስራዎች ቀጣይ ዝግጅታችን አብራችሁ እንድትሆኑ እንጋብዛችኋለን። ስለዓለም አቀፋዊ ፈንድ ለአፍሪካ የበለጠ መረጃ ለማግኘት www.ifundafrica.org ወይም ከIFA ጋር www.facebook.com ተወዳጅ ተመልካቾች ለዚህ ሳምንት መልካም ሰዎች መልካም ስራዎች ዝግጅታችን ከኛ ጋር ለነበራችሁ ቆይታ አድናቆታችንን ገልጸናል። ቀጥሎ ከድንቅ ዜና በኋላ የሚቀርበው ዓለም በዙሪያችን ነው። ሁልጊዜም ፍላይንታችንን ለማንጻት እና ለማሰብ እንጣጣር ዘንድ ምኞታችን ነው። Amable viewers, we appreciated your company on this week's edition of Good People, Good Works. Coming up next is The World Around Us after Notorious News. May we endeavor to always clean and beautify our planet.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GPGW.